As you probably know, I was at the Christian Writers Conference last week, Wednesday through Saturday, and got to meet a lot of interesting writers, some published writers, among them a pastor, Tim Riordan. And he wrote a book about standing firm in the last days, and we've been talking a lot about that. In fact, that came up a lot at the conference. It
That's
was not the
saying.
Theme of the conference, but it turned out to be very much a theme of the conference, as many people were talking about that, spoke on, or at least made reference to that, that we need to be writing, we need to be speaking the truth, righteousness, challenge, build one another up for the last days. Should we be in them? If we're not in them, I'd hate to be in them.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it could be.
I mean, it's bad enough already.
Breakpoint is also talking about, he's talking about the last days as well, and how we need to stand up as Christians, even as now it threatens our jobs, it threatens everything. You are when you're a Christian, and it's really, you have to hear Breakpoint today.
Okay.
Really.
Well, I'll let you listen in on a conversation I had.
Okay.
Here at the Writers Conference, we're talking to several authors, and Tim Riordan is a conferee, but also an author already, and he's got some others coming down the pike. In fact, one that looks pretty interesting, talking about the last days. We all think we are in the last days. What's your thought, Pastor?
I certainly believe that we are, which is one reason I wrote this book, Immovable, Standing Firm in the Last Days. The idea is that the church, I don't think, is ready for what's to come. And so the book, while it starts out seeming to be a book on prophecy, it's really a book on spiritual warfare and how the church needs to be prepared to engage, put on spiritual armor. It's kind of a teaching on spiritual armor with last days implications.
I know at the breakfast table where we work, several of us work, at AM 91, we've had people that have said, we've had, I think, two different people said, Christians in China are praying that we'll go through persecution so that we can grow. Is that what you're talking about? Is that what we're facing, the need to grow?
Yes, I believe that we are. I think that, you know, everyone hopes that things are going to get back to the way they used to be. Well, that's never going to happen. You know, the scripture teaches that Jesus says that these difficulties are the beginning of birth pains. So that means that things will gradually get worse and worse and worse before the rapture of the church. And so the challenge, I think, for us as a church is to not run or be fearful, but to engage the opportunities of sharing the gospel now, being prepared to stand at a time when many people will fall. The first piece of armor is the belt of truth, and there's so much deception around. And if we're going to be ready to engage, we've got to be ready to know the truth and to stand on the truth.
Is that what you put in the book, helping us to know how to stand firm?
Yes, it is. It's really a guide for the church to help us stand firm, to help us know how to put on the spiritual armor. For example, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. It's interesting that Word of God is not a Bible. It's the spoken Word of God in the Greek New Testament. And so I think in these days we need to be prepared to hear God speak and to be able to follow Him in obedience.
Okay, pick out one thing that you say, wow, that was a zinger. God gave me that, and I love that thought.
Well, really the whole motive behind this new book that's soon to be published is that whenever the Scripture talks in Ephesians chapter 6 about the spiritual armor so that we'll be able to stand in the evil day, the whole premise behind this book is that the evil day may not be just any day that's difficult, but a specific day relating to the last days. And so I think the spiritual armor not only helps us just live the Christian life, but it's preparing us for what is to come.
We need to be ready, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right, send us to your website. Where's that?
It's www.timriordan.me, and that's TimRiordan.me.
All right, thanks, Pastor.
All right, thank you, Roy.
Well, there you have it. He was from Georgia, I believe. It just shows you pastors and people coming from all over the country to this particular writer's conference.
Mm-hmm.
And so happy he has come and shared that word with us.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's like you were saying, it wasn't the theme of the conference, but everyone was talking about it. A Breakpoint today and Reverend Lutzer a couple of weeks ago. And, I mean, it just seems to be a theme of Christians, of the discussion of Christians right now. And I don't know. I think God's just putting it on our hearts. I think the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
I think so, yeah.
To be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, don't be lackadaisical.
There are fads that we notice that come up in Christianity.
Sure.
In writing and movies and things like that, where we all kind of go one direction and say, oh, we need to be doing this. But I don't see this as a fad.
I don't either.
We talk to people, and it's like, you mean the Spirit of God saying that to you, too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I think he's calling his church out in a number of different ways. We've seen churches change in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. We've seen home churches begin mm-hmm. here in this culture where they were almost just non-existent before. Now they're beginning again. And so I think he's calling his church out.
Yeah. So watch and pray. Keep your eyes open and be prepared with the full armor of God.